Hi everyone. Welcome to For STEM 2021. I'm going to be giving a lightning talk on contributing beyond code, and it's going to be like my 6 month, or rather 8 month, review so far with contributing to open source. Okay, I'm Ruth Ikega and I'm from Nigeria, and I'm a back-end developer. I'm also a technical writer, and I'm part of the GitHub Stars program as a GitHub star. So let's go into my journey. Let's take a dive into my journey so far with contributing to open source. So this is a screenshot. I'm not sure it's so visible, but this is like a screenshot of a first tweet. I made a tweet about the first contribution I made to open source. It was with the first contributions on GitHub, the repository where you just add in your name to the contributors list. So I after the contribution, I made a tweet about it. I gained over like 202 likes, and so many people congratulating me just for like putting in my name on the contributors list. And this was like the start of my journey. So WSCA here means Women of Open Source Africa, Community Africa. So this is an initiative from the open source community here in Africa, and an NGO called the SheCode Africa community, where the idea of this initiative was actually to spur women into contributing to open source, women in Africa into contributing to open source. And like this was like the start of the initiative that was in June. So there was this challenge somehow similar to Hacktoberfest, where you in the month of July to get some pull requests, and at the end of the month, the person with the highest number of pull requests gets a domain name for free. So I participated in this challenge as the start of my open source journey. And when I participated in this challenge, I think I was the highest. I was the one with the highest number of pull requests, and it was like the start of something beautiful for me in the open source space. And just adding in, chipping in, I was like 3 months into like coding, and I was still a beginner at that point. So there were like so many challenges for me starting, but so far, I counting how much open source has actually like helped me, helped my technical skills, helped me personally. I would say it has been an amazing ride for me. So I'll be sharing like a step by step how I contributed, and those these organizations that I found welcoming, and I am currently part of. So the first community I engaged in was the GNOME community. So there's this project, the Scalable Onboarding Project. It's headed by Sri. So this project is actually like how to do scalable onboarding. How do we better onboarding in the GNOME community? And that was like the first open source project I looked at. And it was not a code project, right? So it was just let's come in, let's discuss how onboarding has been in the GNOME community. Let's gather data, let's gather metrics that will help better onboarding in the GNOME community. And so this project was really, really interesting at the start. And like I said earlier, I was just like 3 months into coding, and GNOME uses GitLab. So starting off, at least I knew GitHub. I knew how to use GitHub, or I knew what GitHub was, but I had to learn of another one, which is GitLab, right? So initially, contributing was a whole lot of stress. Like I had so many Git problems. Like I think the first pull request I made to the GNOME project was I think I forked the repository. Like I cloned and forked the repository like up to 5 times just to like make in one pull request, because I kept deleting and adding, and it was a whole lot of frustrating. So that was like the first project I got involved in GNOME. And over time, I am still part of some other projects like the Extensions Rebooted Initiative. Yeah, and I contribute to GNOME. I think the last year, GWADEC, I was part of like the volunteers in the GWADEC 2020 conference, and it was really an amazing experience for me, right? So finding GNOME and the people around the project I was contributing to, like Shri, Samson, Regina, it was really very awesome because I felt welcome. I wasn't contributing code at the point, but I still felt welcome and my ideas were heard and I improved the project in the way I could. So next I want to talk about the second community like I found, which is the layer 5 community, the service mesh community, and it was really very welcoming to me. And I think the first pull request I made to the layer 5 community was on the README. So there was this chain that was needed across the READMEs on each repository. So I was able to like change those typos and, you know, enhance the README. And the community so far has been welcoming. And I even got to join the onboarding program, which we call the Meshmates program, where we help newcomers and new contributors to get conversant with the layer 5 project and all our everything around the community. So another project I really got involved with is the Chaos project, and I joined the Diversity and Inclusion Working Group. And so far, like, I've done so much in a short while with the Diversity and Inclusion Working Group in particular. Like, I remember last year we started defining a metric about burnout, which is something in open source communities people do not really like talk about, and I've been able to like actively contribute to this to the Diversity and Inclusion Working Group, and the metric is still in process, it's still in review, and I hope soon it will be out for others to like check it out and talk about like burnout in their communities. So secondly, there's the project in the chaos space that's called the Badging Project, like D&I, the Diversity and Inclusion Badging Project. And basically what that project is about is for starters, we started with conferences giving diversity and inclusion badges to conferences that are diverse and inclusive, and it's something you really should check out. And I'm sure that you'd be happy and you'd be impressed with what we have been doing at the Badging Project. So far, contributing to open source and contributing beyond code, I have some code contributions though, but I think like 80% of my contributions so far to open source has been all non-code contributions, right? And so far, I have improved skills that I listed out here, one which is empathy. So far with contributing and helping others, I have applied empathy, because sometimes when you hop into a project, like a new project for newcomers, it's usually very frustrating, right? Getting around the docs, getting around the code base. So with my contributing to these open source organizations and the project, I have been able to help other newcomers, other contributors get their way around the community, get familiar with the community. I have applied like empathy. I have tried to be patient with helping out, hand holding, and the rest of them. I have improved public speaking. I have tried to like speak, advocate for new contributors. I think so far, I've like last year, 2020, I spoke at like, I think up to 8 conferences. Thereabouts an event. So so far I have gained public speaking skills. I have also improved writing in documentation, because most of the projects I contribute to, I have helped in improving the dogs, in checking, in giving reviews, in looking at what can be changed and what should be changed. I have also improved in moderating. So with my volunteering at conferences, I have volunteered and I have moderated. Like, I think our last year with the Alton's Open Conference, I volunteered with the Alton's Open Conference, and I moderated a particular room for, like, I think 6 hours straight. And so over time, even in the layer 5 community, the service mesh community I contribute to, we always do a newcomers call every Thursday, and I'm part of the persons that moderate that call. And so far it has been interesting, and I've got to improve my skills, and most importantly, people's skills, right? So I have learned how to, like, manage people better, how to talk, how to be inclusive, especially how to include other people, how to manage people, how to care for others, right? So these are the skills, and I think many more that I have been proud, I have gained so far, rather, in contributing to open source. And it's beyond the code, right? So aside the fact that, yes, that code contributions are really, really important, yeah, but contributing to open source is beyond code, and it's so much. There's so much to do in the community. There's so much to help around. There's a contributor that is being frustrated somewhere on the code base, about the code base, that you can help with, which is what I have been focusing on for, like, the past 6 to 8 months. And the biggest recognition for me so far is being, like, the biggest recognition so far with contributing to open source was when I, like, joined the GitHub Stars program. And I even found out that I was, like, the first female GitHub star in Africa. And it's something that is really, really dear to me, because so far with my contributions, they were not just code, but I helped the community. I helped the people around the community. I applied so much empathy, and that's basically what got me to this point that I am in. So for someone listening right now, I would say open source for me is not just about the code. It's about community. It's about helping others. It's about improving people's life through software. So in your community, in your project, try to appreciate those that are not contributing code. Try to make them feel welcome. Try to make them feel loved and appreciated. And I'd love to end this talk with this quote that says, open source is not just about the code. And you can contact me on Twitter at Ikega Ruth via email, or you can check out my GitHub handle. And thanks for listening to my talk. I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference. Thank you.